Simon & Schuster Audio presents Leviathan by Scott Westerfeld. Read by Alan Cumming, with an afterword by the author.
Chapter 1. The Austrian horses glinted in the moonlight, their rider standing tall in the saddle, swords raised. Behind them, two ranks of diesel-powered walking machines stood ready to fire, cannon aimed over the heads of the cavalry. A zeppelin scouted no man's land at the center of the battlefield, its metal skin sparkling. The French and British infantry crouched behind their fortifications, a letter opener, an ink jar, and a line of fountain pens, knowing they stood no chance against the might of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. But a row of Darwinist monsters loomed behind them, ready to devour any who dared retreat. The attack had almost begun when Prince Alexander thought he heard someone outside his door. He took a guilty step toward his bed, then froze in place, listening hard. Trees stirred in a soft breeze outside, but otherwise the night was silent. Mother and father were in Sarajevo, after all. The servants wouldn't dare disturb his sleep. Alec turned back to his desk and began to move the cavalry forward, grinning as the battle neared its climax. The Austrian walkers had completed their bombardment, and it was time for the tin horses to finish off the woefully outnumbered French. It had taken all night to set up the attack, using an imperial tactics manual borrowed from father's study. It seemed only fair that Alec have some fun while his parents were off watching military manoeuvres. He'd begged to be taken along, to see the mustered ranks of soldiers striding past in real life, to feel the rumble of massed fighting machines through the soles of his boots. It was Mother, of course, who had forbidden it. His studies were more important than parades, as she called them. She didn't understand that military exercises had more to teach him than musty old tutors and their books. One day soon, Alec might be piloting one of those machines. War was coming, after all. Everyone said so. The last tin cavalry unit had just crashed into the French lines when the soft sound came from the hallway again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?